A new measure signed by the governor makes full-service lottery vending machines legal in the state. Previously, only instant ticket vending machines, or vending machines that dispense scratch-off tickets, were allowed. Now the new full-service machines are an answer to the governor's call to increase lottery ticket sales, and with it, revenue for education. Florida Lottery Deputy Secretary Dennis Harmon says that's because the lottery expects new retailers, especially big box stores, to want the machines.
There are some corporate locations that have told us that they are interested in selling a lottery product. They know that lottery games bring people into their stores. But because they have concerns about labor costs and inventory control and so forth, they are more interested in the full-service machines.
Estimators expect the machines to raise about $8 million for education in the first partial year. That's out of an expected total sales of $27 million. They're expecting about $21 million for education in the year after that. Lottery Secretary Cynthia O'Connell says the money will go directly to fund education.
We are a majority funder of Bright Future Scholarships, as you know. It's determined by the Department of Education, of course, where it goes. But in the past, we've funded school construction. We funded K-12 programs.
That sounds like a good deal for the state school systems. But some say the way that money's doled out should be reorganized. Wayne Blanton is the executive director of the Florida School Board Association. Blanton says he's glad to hear it anytime someone suggests increasing revenue for schools, but he says people should understand that only a small part of the money from the lottery is making it into the state's classrooms.
We appreciate the lottery money. I think it's very beneficial to public schools. But on the other hand, I think we are going to have to put more of the lottery dollars directly into the public schools and give the public schools some flexibility with those dollars. Remember, it takes about $100 million a day to run the public schools in the state of Florida. So if we're only getting about $150 million of what I call truly flexible dollars, then that's really, in the big picture, not that much money statewide.
Blanton says what the schools really need is a new formula for distributing the revenue they have. Blanton isn't the only person raising concerns. Spokesman for the Florida Council on Compulsive Gambling, Brian Konzvik, says his organization has a few questions about the new machines, like how well the mechanism intended to stop underage play works. State law stipulates the machines must be within the sight of cashiers, and that cashiers must have a kill switch to shut the machine down when someone underage tries to use the machine. Lottery officials say that's the method in place for the machines in use now, and that will be the method in place for the new full-service machines. So far, they say, it's worked well. But Konzvik says he has some doubts.
I can just speak from going into a store that I frequent. I can see that it is, you know, there's no doubt about it. It is within line of sight, but it's also 40 or 50 feet away from the counter. So mm-hmm. What happens when the person at the counter is busy ringing up a customer or, you know, doing whatever, dealing with a phone call?
Konzvik says his organization is also concerned because the new machines offer what Lottery Secretary O'Connell describes as a convenient personal experience. Konzvik says that could further problems for people with gambling addictions.
Let's take an individual who is addicted to lottery. Maybe they go to the counter and they have a problem with gambling. They're not just going to buy one scratch-off ticket or one lotto ticket. They're going to buy $100, $200 worth of tickets to feed their addiction. Well, now they don't have to be embarrassed about doing that. They can protect their gambling addiction. They can hide their gambling problem by utilizing these vending machines.
O'Connell says compulsive behavior will continue happening with or without the new machines, but adds the lottery does what it can to encourage responsible play. The new full-service machines are expected to hit stores within the next 6 months. For WFSU-FM, I'm Regan McCarthy.